SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Yura Damarung, I'm Luana Grant, executive producer of NITV Radio. I'll be your host for this special episode of Australia Explained. Are you seeking a truly impactful Australian travel experience? Whether you're seeking wilderness, food, art, or luxury, there are plenty of First Nations tourism adventures that you can explore, led by someone with 65,000 years of connection to this land. Not only will you deepen your experience, but you'll help drive cultural and economic opportunities for First Nations communities. Tourism Australia recognises the growing interest in First Nations tourism as travellers seek out authentic and culturally immersive experiences. Nicole Mitchell says tourists want to learn more about First Nations people and country. Nicole is Executive Officer of Discover Aboriginal Experiences, a Tourism Australia collective promoting First Nations tourism.
In the 2023 calendar year, we had 969,000 international visitors who participated in Indigenous tourism experience while visiting Australia. But also pleasingly, we've seen an increase actually from 2019 to 2023 of 22% in our domestic travellers. So that's 1.185 million domestic visitors undertaking an Indigenous experience.
Each experience in the collective is guided by Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander peoples. The person who owns the story is telling the story. And every encounter is heightened by the wonderful characters that bring the country to life, says Ms. Mitchell.
When you go on holidays, it's often the people that you meet that are in your memories that you hold forever. And that's really the case with our Indigenous guides. Often the travellers become so immersed, they're very hands-on participative experiences. You can be doing an art class or you can be on the back of a quad bike on the sand dunes up in the Worimi area north of Sydney, and you're learning about culture.
Is there a better way to experience the diversity of country and cultures than through the eyes of a First Nations guide? Kukuyalanji man Juan Walker runs Walkabout Cultural Adventures in far north Queensland.
I think if you're learning about Aboriginal culture and history, it's best to learn from Aboriginal people, to get Aboriginal people's side of the story and to truly get an understanding of the land and sea that you're travelling on. No better way than from learning from the oldest living cultures that have occupied those areas since the beginning.
Mr. Walker takes visitors onto country to learn about the magnificent 135 million-year-old Daintree Forest near Port Douglas. He shares his deep knowledge about its history, traditions and natural resources.
We take them walking through different ecosystems from beach habitat, mangrove habitat and rainforest. And we educate the people on the different foods in that area. And if we have a chance, we will do a little cook-up for them so the clients can have a taste of that local food.
Indigenous food experiences now top the list of popular tours as bush foods gain recognition for their unique flavours and uses. Co-founder of Kunkas Can Cook, Raylene Brown, is contributing to the growth of the Northern Territory as a food destination. She educates hikers on the popular Larapinta Trail through Central Australia about local desert foods.
It's really getting a big resurgence of interest in how and why these foods were so good for us. And it's being found now that they chose really nutritious food so people could survive out here. I think food is a great way of introducing country to people. People are really keen to try.
Our dramatic wilderness areas are not only explored on foot. You'll find boat tours, scenic flights and four-wheel drive safaris with accommodation ranging from camping to luxury stays. The NT's Kakadu National Park is World Heritage listed for its environmental and cultural values and boasts one of the highest concentrations of rock art. With its waterfalls, beaches, wildlife and swimming holes, the Kimberley region in Western Australia is also home to incredible rock art sites. First Nations-led tours help unlock the cultural and environmental significance of these sites for the traveller. At the same time, they feed back into the local communities in profound ways. Maruku Arts comprises 900 artists from remote communities in Central Australia. Locals can remain on country while selling art and hosting workshops and cultural tours, as Nicole Mitchell explains.
They can get a source of income through the art that they're sharing by Maruku Arts and also Maruku's dot painting workshops. You've got the community involved. That is conducted in the local Pitjantjatjara language. So it also helps in maintaining that language.
Through tourism, this business directly supports the sustainability of culture. As Juan Walker explains, his cultural tours not only allow him to educate visitors about his family and Aboriginal history, but they also keep him connected to his country.
So rather than having to move away for work, it's allowed me to stay close to my family, close to my people, and connected to the land. So it's a great way to earn a living, by sharing and teaching people about my heritage and, of course, giving people a greater respect for the land, sea and waterways where they're visited.
It's a common assumption that Indigenous culture only exists in remote locations, but you'll encounter rich stories in our urban centres too. Kyle Ivey is a Bundjalung man and First Nations storyteller. He guides visitors on a climb of the Sydney Harbour Bridge as part of the Burrawoo Aboriginal Climb Experience.
I tend to run my climb very much like a reconciliation climb. While I'm walking out along the bridge, walking up the bridge, I'll stop every now and then and point out things that make it a bit easier to tell tales. And then, especially when that first fleet comes, it's pretty good to stop and point at the harbour where they would have gone and where the lands are, especially when I'm pointing out landmarks for the Indigenous people. And of course, we've got the photo spots.
During the climb, Mr. Ivey describes the arrival of Indigenous people to Australia more than 60,000 years ago. He shares how his ancestors lived on the land and watched it change as European settlers arrived. He is proud to share his knowledge not just for himself, but for the 500-plus diverse cultural groups in Australia.
It's also a good way for me to make sure I keep my memory fresh. It doesn't make me want to push further and find out more things to try and include more mobs, make sure I'm not messing up names. It's a very fulfilling experience. Like, I feel very happy to do it. I feel lucky to do it. And I just like the experience of educating people on Indigenous stuff.
In the heart of Melbourne, you can join the guided Birrarung Willem walk around the Yarra River to view the Aboriginal art installations. You'll hear how the land has changed over time and its significance as a gathering place for the local Kulin peoples. And in Tasmania, you can experience the Aboriginal-led tour of Nipaluna Hobart. The 90-minute walk and performance tell a dark and impactful story of the local Palawa people. Nicole Mitchell says through Indigenous-led experiences such as these, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people share cultural knowledge.
It's also a strong driver for reconciliation. People are learning and understanding about the many different cultures in Australia, and that benefits the traveller. But in terms of the community, you're really bringing an opening to the community, firstly, for them to tell their story. One of the guides actually mentioned to me, we have to share culture to keep culture.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian, and I'm Luana Grant. Until next time.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.